Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Soak Mind Gym. Now, before we dive into today's workout, tell me something. I feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, saying yes to everything, and ending up feeling drained, overwhelmed, and honestly, just kinda scattered. You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm, and even the thought of checking it makes you want to crawl under the covers? That's exactly what we're tackling today, the superpower of setting boundaries. Because trust me, friends, learning to say no with confidence is not about being selfish or uncaring. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your sanity. It's about carving out space for what truly matters in your life. Think of it like this. Your life is a precious resource, your time, your talents, your emotional well-being. And just like any valuable resource, you wouldn't want to give it away freely, would you? Boundaries act as those invisible fences that safeguard your inner world, preventing unnecessary intrusions and allowing you to cultivate the kind of life you truly desire. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways to help you master this boundary setting magic. 1. Know your limits. This one is crucial. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to understand your own capacity. What drains you? What energizes you? When are you at your most productive and creative? Knowing these things will help you identify areas where boundaries are needed. It's like figuring out what kind of fuel your engine runs on. You wouldn't put diesel in a petrol car, would you? 2. Be assertive, not aggressive. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being rude or confrontational. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. I understand that this is important to you, but I'm unable to commit right now. That's assertive. Yelling no at the top of your lungs? Not so much. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with small, manageable boundaries and gradually work your way up. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week or setting aside dedicated time for yourself each day. Remember, consistency is key. 4. Don't overexplain. You don't owe anyone a lengthy justification for your boundaries. A simple, "that doesn't work for me right now," or "I need some space," is usually enough. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially at first. Be kind to yourself if you stumble along the way. Remember, it's a learning process, and every time you practice saying no, you're building muscle, mental muscle. Okay, let's bring this into the real world with a relatable scenario. You're catching up with your friends after work, and they start talking about a big event happening next weekend. They're excited to rope you in, but honestly, you're already exhausted from the week and need some serious downtime. How do you handle it? You could politely decline by saying something like, "I appreciate the invite, but I'm really looking forward to some quiet time this weekend. Maybe we can catch up another time." You see, there's a world of difference between dodging the invitation and saying it with kindness and clarity. Now, let's recap. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about protecting your precious energy and creating space for what truly matters. It's about knowing your limits, communicating assertively, starting small, not over-explaining, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, friends, you deserve to have a life that feels fulfilling and balanced, a life where your needs are met and you can show up as your best self in all areas. So go out there and start setting those boundaries. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from this. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know on social media what boundary setting challenges you're facing. Until next time, keep training. That Stoic Mind Gym, your mental fitness journey awaits.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.